2020 has been nuts, and it only gets nuttier. This week, a bunch of bombshells dropped. We're going to talk about some of those with Chris and Preston from Low Cash, who happen to have the number one song in the country this week with One Big Country Song. We talk about that. We talk about aliens. We talk about craziness. It's all coming up right after the closing jingle at the end of the podcast. You get an extra bonus, like 10 minutes or so with those guys.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The UFOs.
Okay, we'll talk all about that coming up in a minute. So the podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Great new gold this week.
The UFOs.
As we talked all about UFOs and the craziness that you're not seeing anywhere. You know what's interesting about the disclosure? And I was thinking about it.
I'm going to jump right into this. I'm going to go get some cheesecake.
Go get some cheesecake.
Man, you gave me some yesterday, and it was great. And then I crashed.
Like just the sugar?
Give me a headache. Yeah, I don't do sugar well.
Man, I would like some, but I'm going to pass. Okay. Only because I have family in town, surprise visitors, and I don't know.
Talk about UFOs.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so anyway, Big D and I, obviously you've heard on the podcast many, many times, where we talk about UFOs and how we think that there's a bunch of cover-ups and all that kind of crazy stuff.
The UFOs!
And there is a disclosure that happened this week from a government contractor who backs up Bob Lazar. You've heard us talk about the unacknowledged documentary where you've got Greer and Lazar and all their stories kind of correlate and come together. And apparently now it is officially official. Now, not from the government, but from people on the inside going, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for a long time. We have a group that goes out and recovers crashed alien spacecraft here on Earth.
Right.
And they confirmed it, which is what Bob Lazar had been saying for 30 years.
I think, you know, it's important to understand that who we always say it's a contractor. It's Dr. Eric Davis. He works for Earth Tech International, which is out of Austin, and he's not an idiot. He's a legit scientist.
None of the names we said, Greer, Lazar.
He's not a scientist. He's a former doctor, a medical doctor. And so when you start talking, I mean, he just kind of got into this. But Eric Davis is a legit scientist, accredited. He's respected, and so this isn't like just like somebody going, well, it's, you know, I can tell you that he's a big name. And they keep saying, and the Pentagon keeps saying, in fact, they said it yesterday, to expect more information to come out over the next few weeks.
You know how I know this is real? Because no one on the news has been talking about it.
No, nobody. There's a top five things that humans and mankind question. Are we alone in the universe? Is God real? What happens after death? You know, these kind of things. Okay.
We have two more. We'll figure those out later.
I don't know what they are yet. but aliens existing is one of the big ones.
That's a huge one because there's all kinds of implications. And, you know, you mentioned the God thing. There's all kinds of religious implications because then, you know, we were created in God's image. What were they created as? You know, were they just animals?
Yeah. So, you know, for it to not to be anything available or nothing on any of the news, the fact that we have to bring you this information, it's insane. Insane. But if you want to look up Eric Davis, you can do that. Dr. Eric Davis, Earth Tech International. Earth Tech International is one of those groups that is rumored to have been one of the companies that is doing a lot of work with the government over the last many years.
And the question of, you know, we've talked about the Tic Tac UFOs on the show, where you had these Navy fighters who came across these little UFOs, swarms of them, that were around a battle group, a carrier group. And they had all these crazy videos of from gun camera footage and the pilots going, whoa, what is it doing? There's no heat signatures. There's no sign of an engine. There's no propellers. There's no jets. What in the world is that? And a lot of people go, was it aliens or was it tech from China or some of those other places? Well, I think I mentioned it on the podcast. I know I've talked about it on the air. I think it's stuff that we have reverse engineered through people like all these names that we've been dropping. And we were showing our adversaries, hey, don't mess with us, because this is the stuff that we reverse engineered and we had out available, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Think about what we have now. So I think it was a soft reveal whenever they did the Tic Tac UFOs. The Pentagon put those out and said, yeah, these are unidentified aerial phenomenon, or their new word for UFOs. But the point is that stuff that we've reverse engineered, or were those the little green men? I mean, we don't know. It's crazy world. Patrick and Carson could care less.
And that makes me think there's a lot of people who don't
care.
We
have cheesecake. We don't care.
I think there's a lot of people who are kind of like, it's weird. Like, but you say it and they're like, oh, okay.
But again,
I'm like,
I mean,
what are you kidding? It's what?
There's aliens.
One of the greatest
Earth.
Questions of mankind. Huh? It's like, hey, we found out who killed JFK. Well, okay.
Yeah, all right.
That's a problem.
We're in the mass society, man.
Okay.
Anyway, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, but it was a fascinating week. And then you got the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff dropping, and the leaks, and all the stuff about who the pedophiles are, and who's going to get busted, who's not, and all that kind of crazy stuff.
The UFOs.
It's all out there. This week has been the most 2020 week of all of 2020. Then you got the people saying that we got to start wearing goggles instead of just masks. We're going to put goggles on too.
Sweet.
Woo!
Do you know if you are cutting onions and you get the really bad eye tearing thing, if you wear goggles, it doesn't happen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
what if
you look
wearing
like an
safety,
idiot?
What if you're wearing safety glasses, like, you know, on a construction site?
It may help a little bit. I think the goggles got to be, you know, kind
like
of sealed
airtight.
Off. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I went to go see Garth a couple weeks ago, he did that little show thing, and the dude that I was with, he wore his sunglasses the whole time. And I was like, what, you don't like these idiots we're sitting at the table with? And he said, no, coronavirus can be spread through your eyes. That's why I wear his sunglasses through the whole show.
Yeah, but the sunglasses aren't sealed.
Okay, but it was better than, because people were talking. I mean, I get it. He was like, this is what I have. So he said at least it was something, because we were sitting with two people that we didn't know. One of the chicks said she worked at a dental office, and, you know, so he left his sunglasses on because it was better than nothing.
Oh, so Eric Church was right this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
This whole time.
Eric Church was right.
Corey Hart. He was doing it in the 80s, man.
How's the cheesecake?
It's so good.
It's so tasty.
Yeah, it is good, man. But you wait. Ugh.
Thanks, Marianne.
Yeah, that's really nice of her.
That was really sweet.
So,
really
so you having a big birthday party tomorrow?
Nope.
Oh, damn. Yeah. You're not, what are you going to do? Nothing?
Nothing.
It's the first year you've never celebrated yourself?
I have thrown yourself a party. So when I was 25 years old, we had just moved here, and I didn't really know anybody. My two friends that I live with, and you two losers who had like little kids and didn't want to hang out and do cool stuff. So
drink.
Yeah. What? So we went out. Me and two friends went and sat at a bar and watched a band, and they were terrible, and the bar was awful. And I just remember thinking, this is not fun. I used to play a gig on my birthday, you know, when I was after college and I was playing music and stuff. We'd always have a big old party. So I was like, that's it. From now on, I'm going to always throw myself a big birthday party. If nothing else, it would be a great excuse for all my friends to get together once a year. And this will be the first time since then that I don't throw a big birthday party. Oh. Because we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's...
Is it sad?
Yeah, it's sad. It sucks.
Yeah, I went... Was it last year I went? I showed up?
I went the year before.
The year before.
Mm-hmm.
I went 1 year.
Yeah.
Usually one year. No, he's done this 15 times.
We each went once. Kathy showed up once. Bubba showed up once. That's fine. Yeah. We have a party.
It's great. It's like, if you want to know, if you're listening, you're like, I wonder what that's like. Okay, it's like every scene from an 80s movie where the high schoolers are throwing a party at their parents' house.
And they're tremendously slam drunk.
And the door opens. You just kind of knock on the door and somebody just opens it. And
you just say, hey, somebody doesn't live there.
You just walk on in and there's like stuff sitting on counters and tabletops.
Come get some Patrick Punch.
That was what it was.
Oh, man.
Patrick had on like a horse head or.
It's a unicorn.
Unicorn.
It's. It's part of a pinata that was a birthday gift years ago that has now become a tradition.
So it's your birthday hat?
It's my birthday hat. It's unicorn head.
So yeah, it was.
There's always a cake. The cake never says happy birthday. The cake always says some weird thing.
Which is awesome.
Which is great.
You know I'm a fan of that.
I don't have a cake this year, or it would say something very mean about the coronavirus.
Or it could say...
The UFOs!
The UFOs!
Could say that.
By the way, if we had a couple of people asking earlier this morning on the show about the UFO show that we recommend highly. It's called Unacknowledged, and highly recommend it.
It's crazy. We're going to do a family viewing.
You know, the thing is, like, I'm a big fan of – I like Stephen Greer, Dr. Greer, and he's the one who does the Disclosure Project where he's trying to get – the countries of the world to come out and to say, hey, this is what's been going on. It's been going on for a long time and admit it. And what he ran into was a lot of the people, even presidents that he's briefed every president since Clinton, I believe. Maybe who's before Clinton?
Bush Senior.
Yeah.
And he said that he would brief these people and a lot of them didn't even know what was going on because it's all
compartmentalized basis.
And they're like, you know, they're
Well, think about her. Truman didn't know we had the nuclear bomb. He didn't know we had the technology to light a city on fire with one bomb and vaporize all those people. He didn't know. He was the vice president in the middle of a war.
And, you know, Dr. Greer was like, well, how can that be? And the people were like, well, it's kind of a need to know thing. And, you know, the president changes every 4 years or eight. So, yeah, they don't need to know that.
I feel like we should put Carson and I's mics in one channel and you guys in the other. We can talk about, like, Garth Brooks.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? In Harry Potter.
By the way,
when they have to pull
Harry
the
Potter's
prime minister.
Birthday today.
It is. It's also is. Neville Longbottom's.
Who knew?
Potter fans. Because it could have been either one. Could have been the boy who lived. It just happened to be that he who must not be named picked Potter to go after. Anyway, so in Harry Potter world, that when you become prime minister, they tell you, by the way, there's this whole magic world. And the prime ministers have to be like, what? And so, yeah. So for those of you that maybe are more familiar with that
lexicon, it's the same thing. So, yeah.
You're still waiting on your Hogwarts letter?
That's a way to explain this to people. That's brilliant. I'm going to use that from here on out.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Well, I don't want to bring it up anymore. I don't want to talk about aliens. I don't want to talk about the what's-her-face
and the
Epstein thing. Yeah. Don't want to talk about coronavirus. I would like to say that football is coming back. College football is going to come back. It is going to be a shortened season. It's probably going to be, you know, everyone's going to be, you know.
Stay in your conference.
Your own lane.
Which makes no sense that they're going to do that. Again, I mean, so you're going to allow teams to play conference games, which are completely interstate games in many cases. But you're not going to let them play like the small local colleges.
Yep. And that the local rivalries.
Local rivalries, all that kind of stuff, in-state rivalries. Florida State won't be happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, why? What is the point? Why would they do that? I mean, I think you either play football or you don't. I mean, play the games or don't, but don't screw with us like this.
I think it's one of those we're just glad to have.
There's no Iron Bowl? What?
Just glad to have it.
It's crazy. Oh, no.
Well, so an Iron Bowl.
Why can't they do the Iron Bowl?
They can do the Iron
Bowl. Oh, yeah, they can.
Yeah.
They can't do Georgia Tech. They can't do Clemson, South Carolina, Florida State. So Florida can play LSU, but they can't play Florida State. Somebody explain to me the logic neighbor. Behind that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all crazy, man.
Yeah. Anyway. Anything else going on this weekend for you guys? Or?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I have a surprise family coming in twice. Two different sets of family coming in and probably going to be spending nights. So I have to go to the house and kind of get that all prepared and figure out where everybody's going to sleep. I actually go through the trouble because I'm weird. I get on the phone. I go, hey, who's coming with you? Oh, my wife, my daughter, blah, blah, blah. They got a friend with them. Okay. And I will make a sleeping chart and I will literally pull out like, okay, well, this person needs to sleep here. That person sleeps there. I do it before they ever get to the house. That way there's no, you know, weirdness. They walk in. I'm like, okay, take your luggage. You go here. You go there. Am I the only one who does that, or does everybody do that?
No, you're definitely the only one.
I don't make a chart.
My wife thinks it's nuts.
But I know where people are going to stay.
Well, but how many people do you have come over at once? Usually just one person?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But if we did it at my grandmother's house, she was pretty much like she knew where everybody was at, and I don't recall her having a flow chart for it.
I actually have to do that. In my head, it's the only way I can wrap it around the fact that, okay, all these people are going to be here. And who gets a sofa? I need to know all this stuff. And I actually draw it out sometimes. I'll draw like the bedroom and I'll lay out the way the furniture is.
Do you stick figures?
I think I have before. I think I have before. No, I was actually burping too. So that's why the pause.
Charming.
Well, it was. Hey, you guys sat here eating in front of us. Whatever.
You could have had a cheesecake.
Yes.
I didn't.
Well, there you go.
Anyway,
Bubba's already had four of the little coconut cheese.
I did. I was up here the other night.
Enough cheesecake.
I was up here the other night, and because Patrick didn't like coconut and lemon.
I don't like coconut.
Same.
And so he told me the other day, he goes, to eat all the ones you want. They're all yours. So I destroyed them. I ate two that morning and then came back and knocked those out. It was good. What about you guys? What are you doing for the weekend?
I'm going grill shopping today.
I thought, dude, how many grills do you own?
Well, I talk a big game, you know,
and then
I can never pull. I can't pull the trigger on stuff. I'm like, I want to get this, but maybe I should just get that. No, and then I go back, and then someone talks me into something else, and I start putting it in the equation. Yeah, I know. But yeah, I'm going to do that, and then I'm also going to do a little. I really enjoy going to butcher shops. I enjoy going to butcher shops, and there's like two or three. They're kind of a little ways around. It's going to be an all afternoon thing for me, and I'll just go in and I'll just talk to them. I'll tell you what, if you go to the grocery store and you just, and I mean like butcher shops, not meat sections in a grocery store. Those are okay, but you get way better selection and cuts and the way you want it at a butcher shop. But if you just go to a grocery store and just buy whatever's in the rack that they put out, and if you don't see something that you want and you just go, they don't have it, and you just leave, don't do that.
Yeah, I do that. That's exactly what I do.
Don't do that. Go to the little thing there
the
where
counter,
you can talk.
Ring the bell?
Yeah, ring the bell.
Ding.
And say, hey, do you guys have any whatever it is you're looking for? 9 out of 10 times, they do. It's in the back, and they just haven't gone through, and they've got to take it from their supplier, and they've got to wrap it up in their own thing and label it and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's probably there and just hasn't been put out yet.
I never thought about doing that ever. I thought, well, if it's not out on display, then they probably don't have it.
I have to do that on the regular for bone marrow, to get marrow bones for my dog.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can find them in the freezer section, but a lot of times they're not there. And I go like, hey, do you have any marrow? And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll have to get it out of the back. How much do you want? And I'm like, how much do you have?
All of it?
Yeah, I'm like, I want packages. I want pack. And they're like, you making a lot of soup? No, they're my dog. My dog eats them. So they're like, oh, okay.
Also, they'll do certain cuts for you. Mm-hmm. You know, so if
what's
like,
that little cut you're always talking about? It's like some weird little gland or muscle or something that's...
Yeah, you can't get that. You're talking about the oyster cut?
Yeah, you're always talking about that.
You can't get it. I've never had it. It's like the elusive unicorn.
So is that like all I saw was Patrick with that stupid horse head on his brain? It's a unicorn. I know.
It's a unicorn.
I know.
Yeah, but, it's a certain part of the cow that it's somewhere in the shoulder, I believe, but it's one of the first things they take whenever they're
So the butcher keeps that for themselves.
Yeah. It's not real big, but it's like the best part of it's. They call it the butcher's selection or whatever. And so, yeah, you don't. They don't sell it. There's two of them, and they don't sell them because they keep them. But one day
you're going to get one.
Yeah,
it will
one
be
day.
Mine.
What you need to do is befriend a butcher. So when you go in, you have to be like, oh, you're like, what? You're talking to the king.
What do you think I'm going to be doing today?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of thing you got to work on that. And you got to ask him and say, I know you don't have it, but have you ever heard of this? Like, where do you get, you know, that kind of thing? And
just play that dumb. Way they can, yes.
And then they get excited. Oh, no. Oh, let me show you. This is what it looks like.
It's a classic girl move, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah. I don't know how to play pool. Can you show me?
Yeah.
Dude, he'll be like behind you cutting meat. He's wrapping around you.
It's
going to
be like,
hey, do this.
Ghost. Going to be like ghost of the butcher shop.
Making pottery.
Cutting. I'm cutting across and his hand is on my hand.
Whoa, my love. Your soundtrack's back.
Yeah.
And then Whoopi going, you can jump in my body.
Yeah. I got your oyster cut.
Oyster cut. Watch this.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing, man. I'll be doing the tour of butcher shops and barbecue grill grills.
All right. Well, that is your challenge this weekend. You're going to be challenged with getting the oyster cut.
Oh. Well, it's going to be the day.
That's what it is.
Your quest.
Okay, today. Well, that's it. Well, I mean, quest even today. If it takes you all weekend, you get the oyster cut and you take a picture of it and tweet it out or whatever, because I don't even know what it looks like. Yeah. I don't think I've ever. Does it look like a fillet? Does it look like a steak? Or does it look like an oyster?
No, it doesn't look. You know, it's now it's.
You've never seen it. You don't know.
No, I have. Well, I've only seen it on video. I've never seen it in person. But it's. I believe it looks kind of like a fillet. Kind of a
I'm
cut.
Googling. Oh, nobody has it. It's just, it looks like thinly sliced beef. Mm. I don't know what that is. How to cook oyster steak. So it is a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Oh. Yeah, but I think it's going to be a ribs weekend.
I'm down for that.
Do some 6-hour slow smoke cherry wood on some ribs. Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, I can bring stuff in because you guys are eating.
I'm supposed to go back on my diet.
Oh.
I mean.
I don't need
a diet
anymore.
It was one of those. It was like, oh, it's my birthday and we've been on vacation and I'll just wait a couple of weeks until it's my birthday and I can eat cheesecake. I know Marianne will send. And then
13 pounds on my vacation and I haven't lost it back.
About 14, 15 pounds in 2 weeks. Really impressive.
It's so weird how it takes months for you to take that off, yet you can gain it in 2 weeks. It's like it's unfair.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Really is. Man.
Where is my skinny pill? Stop worrying about hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir and all
what?
That. I don't care
Love
about
y'all,
all that.
But
I
mean, stop with the aliens. Give me my skinny pills.
Oh, well. Maybe the aliens are the secret to the skinny pills.
I'll eat an alien.
Have you ever seen? Eat the alien. I was just going to say, have you ever seen a fat alien? No, they always show them with the spindly little arms.
I mean, Pizza the Hut. He was kind of big.
No, that's make-believe aliens.
Java
I'm talking
really
about the ones.
Big.
Java was big.
Boy, I'll never forget the first time I got Snapchat or whatever it was on my phone, and I turned that camera on. You know what I mean?
The front-facing,
because this is a couple years ago. Camera. Never really seen the front-facing camera. And usually if you do it, you hold it up here like this.
You get your high angle.
Well, I was doing this thing. I was sitting in my car in the parking lot out here, and I was just sitting there, and I downloaded the Snapchat app and open the camera, and I was holding the phone down here. And look at this, D. And I'm holding it down here, and I look like Jabba the Hutt. Oh my gosh.
You look great.
No. I kept expecting to see like that little thing come over my shoulder. Go, Yeah.
Sometimes I get random pictures from my dad, and it'll be like. Like the latest one is just a picture of the living room. It's just like you just close your eyes and put your phone out and took a picture. But sometimes he'll send me a picture of that.
That actually makes your dad very Snapchat savvy because like Frank and all of his friends, that's all they do is they take pictures of the ceiling. And like, they're not even in it now. I'm like, what are you? And they don't write anything. They go, picture of the ceiling. They'll put a picture of the floor. And they just do dumb stuff back and forth. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm just bored. That's all that is. They're bored.
Well,
I'm telling you, half of what's wrong in America right now is people are bored.
Yeah.
People are like, I can't believe all this crazy stuff is going on.
And
people
out
are
of
bored.
Work.
Mm-hmm. Bored and out of work.
So they got the stress.
Past, man, I said at the beginning, I said, I can't believe this many people are out rioting and it's crazy. And someone goes, well, you know, people are out of work. I'm like, it's not just that they're out of work. There's no sports. There's no concerts. There's no hanging out with your friends. There's no going to lunch or hanging out and drinking in bars. There's nothing. You can do anything.
Yeah.
I tried to rent a boat for my birthday this weekend. There's five marinas near here that rent boats. They are all sold out till the end of August because it's something you can do.
So,
and most people are just bored.
I've got a couple friends who have bought lake houses this year because they aren't taking vacations.
Right.
They aren't going places. So they're buying places in state that they can get to within an hour or two. And that's their thing. And another thing, jet skis. Try to buy one.
Oh,
just make a call.
Treadmills. My wife was looking at treadmills. They're backed up for like 60 days. If you order today, you might get it within 45 to 60 days.
That explains why I thought it was just a Peloton thing. My wife got a Peloton.
People are spending
ordered
money on
one
that
for
kind of stuff.
It was 6 weeks ago. We get it on Monday.
Well, I know Facebook Marketplace, people were looking for any kind of exercise equipment because when the gyms were shut, and in some places they still are, people can't get to exercise equipment. So they were paying pretty premium prices for your battered barbells or, you know, used up treadmill that's been holding clothes for 6 years.
But
get
the battered barbells are cooler than anything else. Like, I think it's cool whenever you see like weights, if they're all banged up, it looks like you use them because we all know you're going to buy it and it's going to sit in a corner. And, you know, at least now it looks like you've used it or not.
Yep.
I don't know. It's weird. Like all that kind of stuff. Anything that is, you know, entertainment for the family, whether it's the jet skis or bicycles and whatever, it's all sold out.
Jigsaw puzzles. Yeah. You couldn't find jigsaw puzzles.
I had to make my own.
I
had to make my own. Well, literally, I took a picture of the family and we special ordered it because we couldn't buy regular ones.
Here I thought Bubba was at home with scissors and an X-Acto. Would you use oak tag for that?
I have friends who started doing jigsaw. I don't understand the draw of that at all.
Because it occupies your mind. You're having
it kills
a challenge.
Time.
Oh my gosh.
Literally
lots
kills time.
There's
time.
A lot of things to do to kill time that I would still not do a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh,
I don't know why. I
did a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle from one of our vacations.
Michelle had this giant one that took up her whole table. It was just black. It was just solid black.
That's got to be the worst thing ever.
No two pieces match, so you have to get it right. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what an awful – like, and when you're done, you just have a big black board.
I feel like that is torture.
It was. I was over there watching them do it, and
we could send you to jail
for this.
Or you can do this big black jigsaw puzzle.
Did they finish
your choice.
It?
This is where they give these to prisoners at Gitmo. They're like, here, guys, pass the time. That's the worst thing ever.
They just laugh at
them. Oh, she finished it. Oh, it looked like – actual torture. And this was before the shutdown because I was over at her house. I think this was around New Year's. Like, oh, that's just why would you do that to yourself?
That's crazy. All right. Well, guys, I love y'all. I hate to cut this short. Usually it's Big D who's the one who's like, okay, gotta go. See you later. But I have people showing up at my house.
Oh, I'm still that guy.
Yeah. Oh. Be the guy, D. Yeah.
I was going to say, I have people showing up at my house here in the next couple minutes.
That's what we were waiting for.
So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to roll out. Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for, again, sponsoring the podcast. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. And the UFOs, thank you to them, and thank you to all the golds of past, present, and future.
Yes.
And we'll see you later.
Bye. You didn't play the song.
Oh, crap. I should probably do that, huh?
Yeah.
You know why?
Patrick.
I was so preoccupied with getting out. I wanted you. I was like thinking Patrick needs to go to his birthday. So here we go.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Wait. We also forgot to mention, again, don't go anywhere because we have, at the end, the bonus interview. It's going to be awesome with Low Cash.
More UFOs. Okay, play the song.
Here we go.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, 'cause you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the podcast.
So excited. Low Cash on the hotline. Hello, boys.
What y'all doing? Come on now.
Are we ready?
We got stuff to talk about.
Are we ready? Dude, I've been texting.
We're ready.
I've been texting Chris early yesterday on the developments of the fact that we have a contractor who worked with the government and says, for sure, yeah, we've got alien spacecraft and have had it. And
we've been reverse engineering this stuff.
You got Bob Lazar, who is a guy who said for years that he worked at, was part of Area 51, working on.
Well, for 30 years, he's been considered a kook. Yeah. Nobody's taken him seriously. They're like, this guy, he's an outcast. And now he's vindicated.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, man. I watched it, and I didn't know Rubio was getting involved into that.
Yeah, we're getting more and more of politicians trying to get stuff done.
And did you notice you have both right and left? You have Republicans and Democrats getting involved. It's not just one side, which really means that they want to control. Like, I'm telling you, man, I'm totally into this. They're trying to control it and roll it out slowly to all the constituents. Left and right, making sure everybody's kind of getting the soft intro right now.
Yeah, there's no picking sides when it comes to aliens, y'all. This could be what brings the country together, too. When I knew that we were going to be on this call with you guys, I reached out to General Hyten. He's 4-star general, U.S. Air Force, and he is the head of the Space Force. And he couldn't talk about anything. I mean, I was like, can we get you to call in with us? And he was like, man, I would love to. But there's about 50 attorneys between me and you and that conversation.
Why would there be attorneys?
Well, I mean, he's got to watch everything he says.
I know,
it's
but
general,
what do you have to watch?
It's not like
if there's no such thing, what do you have to watch?
Right. Well, so that's exactly right. If there was nothing, he'd been like, sure, yeah, I'll come on. It's like, hey, we want to come on. We want you guys to come on and talk about ice cream cones. He'd been like, yeah, sure, I'll talk about ice cream cones. But when you talk about something like this, he knows this is a thing, and it has been a thing.
It's got to be cleverly worded so there can be deniability and all this crazy stuff. 2020 is an insane year. One big country song's going to be number one.
It's crazy.
Hey, you know, I know I texted you. Okay, we're going to get our third number one, and the world's going to end.
You know, we were talking about the alien disclosure, how the Pentagon has recovered aircraft or spacecraft. Kind of vindicates what Bob Lazar had been saying for decades, and then, you know, the soft reveal of the tic-tac UFOs and all that kind of stuff. So we're talking about that, but you guys have a personal story where you saw a UFO at one point?
Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know if we've ever told you guys this story, but
we haven't.
One morning, we were down on the Alabama-Georgia state line, and
this is a true story.
We pulled our bus off the side of the road. We were going to this thing called Country Goes Hunting. And Red Akins and them boys, Daryl Singletary and everybody, have this thing called Country Goes Hunting. We'd go every year. And so we're traveling all night to get to this thing, and we get right to the Alabama-Georgia state border. We pull off our bus on the side of the road. We drive 15, 20 minutes out into nowhere, you know. It's pitch dark. We get out of the trucks. And so pitch dark, have no idea where we are. We come into this open field. It's me, Chris, and Tony Conway was with us.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, in front of us, up high in the air, there's just this magnificent light just hovering over
us.
In the middle of, there's no towers, there's no nothing. It's above the trees. It's way above the trees. And it's not like it's some kind of a light on top of a cell phone tower.
200 yards away, if that.
I mean, imagine the big light at the top of like a big combine. Coming at you.
Are you guys like familiar with like ball lightning or St. Elmo's fire or any of that stuff?
I mean,
could it have been something like that?
Now, how long does that stay in the air? Because we sat there and just all like mouths dropped, like jaws dropped, just staring at this thing.
A couple minutes, it just sat there.
It's like 4 a.m.
We're trying to find out, okay, maybe this is a helicopter. You can't hear anything. We're far. I mean, it's close enough.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and go one step further. I'm going to submit the idea. We don't know how long we stood there.
So it wasn't.
It may have felt like minutes.
Oh, they could have froze you.
So it wasn't a drone.
It could have.
It wasn't a drone, right?
Into that. No way a drone. No, this was long before drones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
No. Drones weren't even a thing yet. I mean, they probably were.
And there was no sound.
Zero sound.
How did it the light. Go away?
All I remember is seeing it and all of us being kind of mesmerized by it. And then all of a sudden it was gone and we all are looking at each other and we're trying to whisper because you can't talk loud because you're turkey hunting, right? And so we're like, what just happened? I'm like, everybody
saw that, right? And they're like, oh, it could have been a helicopter. I'm like, we would have heard a helicopter.
Freaking helicopter.
We would have seen it. We would have seen a helicopter.
So you guys were talking about the clip with Bill Clinton, and we had Bill Clinton on the show, and Bubba asked the question about when are we going to come...
When are we going to find out the truth on Roswell?
Roswell, when that was a huge, you know, the UFO thing. And so...
I have his response.
Here's the clip that the guys love so much.
Saying that Rockwell thing has incited the interest of a lot of people. So when we had the anniversary of it, I think it was 98, I actually went back and read the documents from the government. And I'm convinced that that wasn't a UFO, but who knows?
It sounds like he says, I'm convinced it was a UFO. And a lot of people say he's saying wasn't a UFO.
But I'm convinced that
that wasn't
a UFO.
But the thing is, he did all this research, and he mispronounces the name.
Yeah, he doesn't say Roswell. He says Rockwell.
Saying that Rockwell thing is inside of the...
Is he saying Rockwell because he can have deniability? To where he says, oh, I never said Roswell.
I'm convinced that wasn't a UFO, but who knows?
Obviously, he's saying was a UFO, and who knows? Well, we now know, according to these government insiders, that we do have recovered alien spacecraft.
I mean, do you believe there's tunnels under the White House that JFK used to go see Marilyn?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, we've seen them. We've been in them.
Tunnels. Yeah,
totally. You have? You guys have been in them?
Yeah.
We saw them.
So I'm telling you right now, there's truth. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's a weather balloon, there's a UFO.
I love you guys so much. So much. You know what? I'm glad to have you guys on because you have great music and, you know, One Big Country Song. It's a great song and blah, blah, blah. Dude, more than that, just because you're dudes.
And you're like us.
And you're like us. Love it.
Man, 100%.
It's nice to have people who are okay with talking about fringe things like aliens and spacecraft and conspiracies. You guys are all in it. And you have a lot more contacts than we do in, like, Space Force and stuff.
Do you think Space Force, guys, do you think Space Force was fast-tracked because they knew that we're about to disclose the UFO existence?
100%. 100% agree with that. Because I think it was also getting made fun of. I mean, we were on tour with the guys, and we had some comedians coming out, and they were actually making fun of Space Force. It was really funny how they were doing it. But I remember General Hyten looking at it. She's like, yeah, that's funny, but I actually invented the Space Force. It was awesome. Man, you guys got to do a UFO tour with us.
You got to come with us.
We had so much fun talking to these pilots and all kinds of stuff. And they have seen some stuff. There's stuff that they can't explain either. He goes, man, I don't know. I'll see something fly by. And I'm like, oh, that was a bird. And it was like, there was way too big to be a bird.
Oh, my gosh. Dude.
So, hey, you know, let's talk about your time on the USO tour. So, that's something you guys have been doing for years. You guys have traveled all around the world supporting our military. Have you had anybody mention things like aliens or Tic Tac UFOs or anything like that to you kind of off the record?
On the way back from Alaska to Hawaii, we sat up in the cockpit in the C-17. You know, we're just sitting there, and I was like, man, have you guys ever seen some crazy stuff? And the one guy looks over at the other guy, and he's like, yeah, maybe about 2 weeks ago we saw another one. But a lot of them seem, like they said, okay, maybe a bird, it's a plane flying in this low. But when it's above them, that's when they worry, because they're at 30-some thousand feet. And the only people going above that, 40 tops, are the fighter jets. And if they're not fighter jets and they don't know about them, then what is it? And they can't explain it. It doesn't happen often. They don't see it often, but there's stuff that they're just like, I don't even know what that is because that's not one of our guys.
Well,
and it's not from Russia because we would know that too.
I can't wait to see how this whole thing plays out, and I know that we will be on a text thread within an hour with all the new information to all four of us going back and forth.
Yeah.
I love it.
What, we'll call. If we get one, I'm going to call. I'll text some of the pilots once this stuff is over and see if they'll go on with us too, and we'll do it for the rest of the week. We'll find out as it goes, what plays out.
All right. I'm loving this.
Locash, everyone. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. And we'll be texting you.
And buy their music. Right. Buy their stuff. Swag. Anything and everything with Locash on it. Support these guys because they're going to help bring the truth to you.
That's right.
Not only
that's
great
right.
country songs, but the truth.
I'm going to get us a quote from the general.
Yes.
And that way I can at least present something.
Thank you. Locash, everyone. Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you.